With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The Monterey Peninsula has always had a private water supplier. California American Water took control of the system in the 1960s. Now, voters will decide on whether they want a public takeover. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Old campaign signs hang on the wall of Dave Stoltz's office. He's general manager of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District.
Everything old is new again. Yeah, so 2014, Measure O.
O was the last measure that attempted a public takeover of California American Water, or CalAM. 56% voted against it.
In all fairness, there's a sign for Measure O and against Measure O up there.
This time around, it's Measure J. And the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District is the public agency that would have to do the heavy lifting if Measure J passes. A yes vote on Measure J requires the district adopt a policy of public ownership of the water system, and that, if feasible, the district buy the water system from CalAM. This could be done through negotiation or eminent domain. The measure gives the district 9 months to come up with a plan. To start, the district would hire consultants to conduct a study and hold public hearings. Stoltz says the study would assess financial feasibility.
If it showed that it was going to make water twice as expensive, you know, I can't imagine our board going for that. That's not feasible, if you will. If it showed that rates might go down or might not go up as rapidly, then that gives us, our board, food for thought.
The board of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District would have the final say on whether to move forward with the buyout. The cost would be funded by bonds and paid back by water customers. The No on J campaign has a sprawling headquarters near Cannery Row. Paid door knockers are being trained in one room. Yard signs and boxes of campaign leaflets line the wall in another.
We'll be knocking on doors and making phone calls and doing everything we can to push people to the polls up until 8 o'clock.
Paul Higgins is a professional campaign manager who successfully led the last fight against a public water takeover. Now he's back to fight Measure J. Sitting down in his office, he turns to a familiar line from the campaign materials.
It's money down the drain because we're talking about the public purchasing a water system that's already delivering.
CalAM is not for sale, so Higgins predicts years of costly litigation. He also says it's problematic that voters don't get to decide what is feasible.
The Measure J neither states that in the text of it, you know, what feasibility is, nor does it empower the voters here on the peninsula to ultimately have the final decision on whether or not feasibility is feasible enough to move forward on purchasing a $1 billion company. And it's worth $1 billion. That's what it's going to cost.
Last month, CalAM released an appraisal of its assets in the Monterey area. An outside consultant put the number at just over $1 billion for everything from the system's well sites to treatment plants and CalAM's yet-to-be-built desalination plant.
It's a seriously inflated number.
Melody Krislock is with Public Water Now, the Yes on J campaign.
And it's meant to do two things. It's meant to be a negotiation strategy, but more than that, it's meant to be a tactic to scare off the public from buying out CalAM.
Krislock compares that billion-dollar appraisal to other public water buyouts, where water systems sold for far less than initially requested. Recently in Ojai, the private water system's price started at $120 million, but sold for just over $34 million. In Public Water Now's one-room headquarters just off Del Monte Boulevard, Krislock says it's feasible to buy the CalAM system because the money can be found in customers' current water bills.
It's really dependent on how much we save in corporate taxes and profit every year, because that's what has to offset the bonds that would go to purchase CalAM.
As she sees it, a buyout is the only way to get control of the rising water rates.
A public water system is run at cost. It's run just for repairs and maintenance. And you can vote down a water rate increase in a publicly owned water system. Try that with CalAM, because you have no choice with CalAM.
Measure J needs a majority vote to pass. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
California American Water is one of KAZU's many supporters. Underwriters do not affect our journalism. Join KAZU on election night for national, statewide, and local results. That's Tuesday, November 6th, beginning at 5 p.m.